Well, you know, that's
I
right.
know. There's a case, Navarro Williams. I just put a note in about that.
Nevada. Okay.
It's on Alyssa's, as usual. The
Okay.
notes on this case are, like, really bad. Alyssa was assigned the case November 6th. Her first note is November 19th that she contacted the aide. That's a little under 2 weeks later.
Okay.
Patient is deaf, so she can't call. Then the next note from Alyssa is in December, right? Caregiver doesn't want to be contacted. That's fine. Then the next note is January. That's a bonus. The caregiver called for a bonus.
No.
Then another one in January that they weren't able to reach the client, even though it says that the client is deaf, so we have to do it via text. Then another one in January that the caregiver is running errands. And then a month later, Alyssa puts in a note that the patient was informed via text that we're putting the services on hold with no notes about talking to the aide or anything.
Yeah.
And then the aide is now filed for unemployment. So I need to know if, I looked at her text. Last text she had with the aide was asking for a timesheet in the end of February. February 23rd, so about 3 weeks ago, two and a half
Yeah.
weeks. No, about 3 weeks ago. So, did she communicate with the aide? Did she, like, I don't care if the aide doesn't want to be called. We're the employer. There wasn't even a text.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, I'm going to check the phone records. I have it pulled up anyway. 0815. Let me check the text to the client as well. Text to the client. There's two texts from this, three texts from the, four texts from December, all within the same week, and then one text in February. Now let's check the phone call. So in a 4 month period, there's four texts, all of them from mid 4 months. Then
Okay.
0815. We're gonna have to pay unemployment now, and what's going on with the case, you know? There's just no outreach. Last 60 days, 0815. It's 445. Let me check the exact number. 445-238. 0815. Client number. Seems like the client is calling Myra's phone. Called Myra's
Yeah.
phone four times in 2 weeks. Alyssa called her three times in February. Let me just check 180 days. So there's 11 total calls. Alyssa called four times, two of them in February, and two of them, when did we switch the phone system? Wasn't it like December?
Yeah, it was in December, January, yeah.
So then the initial calls she wouldn't make there. I mean, there's almost no calls either, and let me just check
Yeah.
the caregiver calls. Caregiver calls. We've got many incoming ones. First outgoing one is January 30th. First outgoing from any number is January 30th for Melissa. She's called in the past 3 months. She's called this caregiver one time.
Yeah.
And the notes. So I just asked her, like, what did you do with the aide? You can't just stop the case and not communicate with the employee.
Yeah.
Sent one text to a deaf client and didn't talk to. Here's more money we're losing off of her. So if you could talk to Alyssa, address this immediately. We could get in touch with the aide. Ask him if he wants other employment. Sorry, 2 weeks late, but and ask him what's going on. And then the client has never responded to a call or a text. I understand that, but it's not like she's
trying. Yeah.
It's not like she's been trying.
Yeah.
There's no communication. It's like 4 months without communication. There's like one spot in January, one spot in February where she attempted, and the spot in February is to stop the services. And she did that apparently without asking any supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
She did tag us, I know, but again, there's like zero follow-up. You asked her in January to text the aide, to call when she gets to the house, right?
Yeah.
8198, let's see if she did that. January 30th. Nope. The next text is a month later that she needs timesheets, and there was no answer. I mean, it's just
the
usual garbage. So, yeah, if you could please address this. I'm just going through the case, but this is already, we're about to lose money on this because of unemployment. We never talked to the aide. You can't just not talk to an aide. I'm going to have to pay him unemployment. And we're not getting the case, and unemployment would be even if the client transfers out.
I'm not
working. So,
I'll follow up with her. Yep, I will.
Yeah, is she going through the case list?
Yeah, right now I also met with her today, and we're going to through the case law.
Okay.
Yeah.
In touch.
Well, let me know.
Okay.